Welcome to the Daily Review. This is Fed Razak, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading. And today is April 19, 2024, and today is Friday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, Tesla continues to tumble with a second gap down. But first, looking at today's major economic events. So at 8 a.m. South African time out of Great Britain, we have retail sales number coming out. And then later today from the United States, we have corporate earnings for Procter & Gamble and American Express. Now, looking at the various markets, starting out with the Forex symbols, the major pairs get a dead cap bounce, which means they bounce but back on their lows. Now, looking at the indices, both the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ continue to sell lower. And as we look at commodities, gold remains steady while oil actually bounced back. Now, looking at the stocks, they were really mixed. And lastly, looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin staying steady at that 62K. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. First with the EURUSD. Now, a couple of points about this. Okay, the EURUSD was stronger versus the dollar than the GBP. And you're going to see the difference right here. But this is really very important because we're back down to our low. Okay, we're just above it. 106.33 is where we're at. We bounced to about 106.70-ish level. So it's about 40 pips, not a big deal. But we're back on our lows. That's the major point here, okay? Which means that the dollar is getting stronger. Now, looking at the GBP-USD, and this is what I want to highlight, it didn't bounce that much, and it's actually making new lows. So this may force us actually lower versus the dollar. The dollar getting stronger here, obviously, as the British pound is just pounded on the downside. Now, looking at the Japanese yen, this is the other one. It didn't move up, okay? So there's a little bit of a discrepancy between the pairs with the US dollar, okay? It didn't make new lows versus the dollar. So the GBP for right now is a slightly weaker than what we would have expected it for it to be, okay? Now, with these retail sales coming out today, that may affect it, may not affect it. It's not such a big number, but you do want to know about it, especially if you make new lows. Now, this is all being propelled by the fact that the U.S. markets are selling off. The dollar gets stronger when the U.S. markets sell off. Now, jumping into commodities, gold just steady, okay? At 2283, really not doing much, okay? Off of our highs the last couple of days, really just consolidating around this area. Looking at crude oil, we bounce right back. That was the support level. The 30-day moving average, that blue line that you see, is the 30-day moving average, and we bounced right back. Okay, we're not back all the way back to $85, $86 a barrel, but we did move about 3 points yesterday, which is decent for a price of oil. Now, jumping into the U.S. markets, let's take a look at it. All the indices are down, all of them. I've caught up to the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ and both propelling lower. We're now right now trading at 37,700. And just think about it. Just about 2 weeks ago, we were at 40,000. We thought, you know, we would continue and things would be bright. And you see that we're hitting a little bit of a snag in the markets. Now, next week, we've got lots of earning reports. So it's going to make a big difference, okay, as to all the news that's coming out. Now, looking at the NASDAQ also, trickling down, okay, to 17,300-ish level. That's a very decent retracement. Now, the stocks are a little bit also mixed, which means not everything is going down. So let's take a look at what is going down. Let's take a look at Tesla, as that has really gotten smashed, okay? Look at it. You know, big gap downs, two gap downs, one from 160 to 156 and 156 down to 149. And that's significant because if we look at a longer time period, that's new lows for the year and that's inching closer to where we were, you know, in 2022 when we, you know, kind of sold off right after the market sold off. So this is affecting Tesla quite aggressively as this was, you know, such a strong stock before and just petering out, okay? Tesla sales may be in jeopardy because of all the Chinese competition, and that's something to consider as well. Now, looking at the rest of the stocks. So Facebook, relatively strong. It was up yesterday, above $500 a share, only down 30 bucks from its all-time record highs, okay? But looking at Microsoft, not as encouraging. 404, where we're down about 20 points from our all-time record highs, and we are on supportish levels. So keep that in mind here for Microsoft as that is consolidating. JP Morgan tapering off from that sell-off, okay, and that big gap down that we had to 181. Remember, it still has, you know, some strength, but it didn't recover from its gap down. So you're seeing all these type of discrepancy kind of initiatives. Now, if we look at the bellwethers, and you guys know, if you watch this before, that I do look at this, Cisco, trading sideways, but Intel is trading downwards. Okay, so like I said, there's a lot of discrepancy here. And lastly, NVIDIA, which we brought up just the chart before, is at the bottom of its range. Okay, it didn't break out lower, but it has retraced over 100 points. So the markets have sold off. The question is whether or not they're going to recover once we have our earning reports, and that's going to add some fuel. But if they don't, we may see a further sell-off. So that's something to consider. Now, lastly, looking at Bitcoin, it's steady and consolidating, not doing much more than that at this level at 62K, just shy of it right now. So with all the news coming out, we may see some push either further down today, okay, as the markets are still selling off. So that's the general sentiment, but it's not a clear picture because the markets are still mixed. This is Fed Razak. I want to wish you guys a great trading day. Thank you.